All right, we are back. That was great. Shanda Gross with Susan G. Komen was with us the first segment. Now, for the rest of the show, we have in studio the CEO and president of Cabrillo Credit Union right here in beautiful downtown Carlsbad, of course, with other branches we're going to learn about. But the president CEO is Dean Odle. Dean, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Well, I don't know if you've heard our show before, but we usually like to get into the bio of the guest and find out where they were born and raised, and a little bit about their professional career, education, and then how they got to San Diego. So go.
On your mark, get set.
On your mark, yeah. Go. So, graduate of Oregon State University, mm-hmm. Corvallis, Oregon.
You were born in Oregon?
Yeah.
Wow.
Born and raised in Oregon.
Gary Payton.
Yes, Gary Payton, of course. And then did my graduate studies at Georgia State University in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I started out in my professional career. I started out in the airline industry.
Uh-huh.
And then after...
Let's get your degrees, though. What did you...
Oh, yeah. So undergrad in international business.
Okay.
Graduate studies in marketing.
Mm-hmm. All right. MBA.
Yes.
All right. A real MBA, not like the president's fake one from... what is he talking about, Wharton? Anyway, well, that's it. So how did you wind up? I see you have a lot of careers or positions in the financial industry. What finally brought you to San Diego?
So, so I had held several positions at, starting with Washington Mutual,
mm-hmm.
Worked at Chase for a number of years.
I had an account with WaMu there.
Yeah, I remember WaMu. That's it's been a few years now.
Yeah.
And then I started with the credit union industry at Delta Community Credit Union in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a Delta Employees Credit Union. So I uh-huh. worked with the airlines for a little while, and I had some friends make their way over there, and they gave me a phone call and brought me in.
Gotcha.
So I've been with a number of credit unions for. Since about 2011,
mm-hmm.
Cabrillo is my fourth credit union.
Gotcha. All right. Well,
so you came to San Diego because of the Cabrillo?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
They must have drafted you, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get. You know, I never really knew the distinctions between credit unions and banks. I mean, I had a kind of a rough idea, but Dean, why don't you enlighten us? What are the significant differences?
So the main difference is the business model. So a credit union is owned by its members, and a bank is owned by shareholders. Now, you would say, look, are they both owned by some sort of shareholders? Yes, but one is truly called a member, and the other one is somebody that owns maybe a stock or a certificate in a credit in a bank.
Kind of like a co-op, would
you
say?
Yeah, it's exactly that. We call it a financial cooperative, exactly. Mm. So
okay, like People's Food and OB. They're kind of, well,
is there a cooperative?
I think so. And then didn't FedMart years ago have that also going on, Richard?
I think they did.
Yeah.
So is a credit union similar to a community bank, or are there significant differences there too?
There's a bit of a difference there too. A community bank is a smaller version of a for-profit bank.
Mm-hmm.
But the similarities are they're designed to kind of serve the community that they do business in.
Gotcha. Sure. So credit unions probably emerged out of what, an associate, like a certain trade or industry or business group that said, we don't want to go the route of traditional banks. We want to form our own entity. Is that kind of how it works? Or?
Yeah, kind of. So probably about 100 and, well, credit unions have been in the United States for about 109 years, actually, mm-hmm. to be exact.
Do you know the first one or not? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, it's one out of New England.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of it specifically,
okay.
but it came from Europe, and they were called People's Banks.
Right,
so,
People's Banks.
Yeah,
Europe.
So they were
yeah.
banks that were in the that for people that didn't have access to traditional banking.
Right.
So that concept came to Canada, which then came to the United States, and then. It was really just that. It was for people that didn't have, I think, started for people that didn't have access to traditional banking.
Mm-hmm.
So like maybe the whaling industry in the East Coast in the 1800s, they said, let's, all the people in the whaling industry, let's start our own bank because we don't have access to
it. Yeah, most of the time it seemed like it started because they didn't have access via proximity to a bank. But then in later years, it became something that they didn't have access to credit. Right. I think there was a credit shortage.
Uh-huh.
people didn't have it. So credit was basically, back in the day before a FICO score, credit was based on how much property you owned.
It kind of sounds like microfinancing on steroids.
Yeah, yeah, very similar.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know in the Midwest, some farmers cooperatives started credit unions because of the unique lending needs of farmers. This would be many, many, many decades ago.
Yes.
Although I couldn't tell you the names or what those credit unions are now called.
Interesting.
But farmers were having a very difficult time with, shall we say, traditional financing. They simply couldn't.
Well, I know the military here, like they have the Navy Credit Federal Union. Was that just Navy, or do they take another military? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. They have. I believe Navy Federal Credit Union has access to other military.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. So how many credit unions in San Diego that we know of?
So there's 18 credit unions based in San Diego.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's quite a large number of credit unions for a city.
And, of course, your main branch is Carlsbad, correct?
Oh, we have a branch in Carlsbad. Our main branch is Scripps Ranch.
Oh, Scripps Ranch. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So how many in total branches here?
We have five.
Five. Yep. Okay. Wow. So out of those 18, and then if you add up all the branches, we're talking how many? It's
Several hundred for sure. Yeah.
San Diego, all over the place.
Yeah, San Diego is a real credit union market for sure.
Are they that plentiful in other big cities?
They're not as prominent as they are here, I would say. I'd say, as Richard said, community banks are quite prominent in other cities and states. But San Diego, it stands out in San Diego for sure.
Although a lot originated out of the military experience here in San Diego.
Yeah, you have Pacific Marine.
Exactly.
Of course, that's DCCU Stadium now, which I refuse to say, but I just, I mean, did they originate out of what, school teachers, or where do they?
I'm not exactly sure what their foundational membership was, but.
Interesting.
So how long has Cabrillo been around for?
Cabrillo's been around since 1955.
Wow.
Yeah, it was started by a handful of Border Patrol agents, and
in Denver, or where?
No, here.
In
San Diego?
Yeah,
oh, it started
in San Diego,
here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so Border Patrol agents.
Yeah. So it was called. It was originally called Border Federal Credit Union.
Okay.
And in 1976, they decided to rename it Cabrillo Credit Union.
All right. So significant. So in terms of services and benefits of credit unions versus community banks versus traditional banks, can we go down a list and find out where the differences are and what's better, what's worse, et cetera?
I can tell you hands down, if you're a member owner of a credit union. There's lots of benefits for you, and credit unions are really formed around its members' needs, right? So a lot of credit unions don't get into they do some commercial lending, but their main focus is really lending for consumers. Mm-hmm. So auto loans, credit cards, lines of credit, HELOCs, mortgages, things that things that the membership needs.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of what would be the advantage, though, of being in a credit union versus a bank?
So just that. So the model really, the credit union model is one that says the success of the credit union is going to go back to its member owners. So and what that means is that any profits go to secure the deposits and secure the loans, but then anything else goes back into better services, lower loan rates, higher deposit rates. And low to no fees.
So you're not getting involved in any risky ventures or betting depositor money on derivatives or something?
Absolutely not.
So basically, if you're a member, do you get a financial statement quarterly or something? Or how?
Yeah, you get your regular monthly, quarterly statements, but you also get...
But I mean of the credit union itself, if you're a member...
You get an annual report every year. And and then every month, based on the amount of deposits that you have in the credit union, you might receive a dividend on those deposits.
Huh. But at least it's all transparent and they get to see what's going on, right?
Yes, it's very transparent.
Richard, any comments on that? How does that...
Well, I think what I find unique about credit unions is you can have access to credit. I guess, Dean, you can confirm this, where decisions are being made locally, right? If you look, for example, at larger banks... Let's assume you do business with Bank of America, who I affectionately refer to as the evil empire. Now, if you go in there for credit, most likely they're not going to be making a decision here locally. It's going to be shipped to some office in Los Angeles or maybe San Francisco.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, they're made, most of our credit decisions are made right at the branch.
Right, at the branch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people, they get to know you, they understand, they're flexible, they understand your current situations. Mm-hmm. They're willing to sit down and really talk to you about your about what your kind of needs are and what your current situation is, and really try to, it's really interesting. A lot of credit unions.
There you go.
try to say yes.
We're going
to
come back with Dean Odle, CEO of Cabrillo Credit Union, right after this. Hang on. All right, we're back with the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life, and this is a time where Richard likes to thank our sponsors.
Big thank you to our sponsors. Without our sponsors, we could not do this show. Hey, it's tax season, so we're going to start with the CPA types. At the top of the list, recent guest Jason Kruger with Signature Analytics, a great CFO service firm. More traditional CPAs, San Marcos, California's Polito Epic CPAs with Don Epic and Paul Polito. More traditional things like income tax returns and financial statements. Also, for those of you who are looking for an app-based, paperless, very cost-efficient tax preparation service, I can highly recommend Happy Tax. Again, happytax.com. For those of you who hate paper and want to get your tax returns cranked out on an app, on your handheld device, hey, welcome to the 21st century. That's what Happy Tax does. Also, our great friend Joel Grushkin, Cost Segregation Initiatives, helping real estate owners improve their cash flow. And speaking about income taxes, some very significant changes in depreciation in the tax code for real estate owners. So Cost Segregation Initiatives can certainly help. Also, another recent guest, that would be Paul Hines. Paul, of course, is the CEO of Hearthstone Private Wealth Management, and he also is the catalyst behind SeniorSafeAndSound.org here in San Diego, helping to prevent financial abuse of the elderly. Also, VFO Hub, that's V like Victor, F-O Hub, helping wealth advisors make heroes out of CPAs to the CPA's very best clients. Also, Elite Lifestyle Management, a great concierge service here in San Diego. Michelle St. Clair, helping those of us who have no time, whether it's simple things like travel arrangements or more complicated things like getting the hottest ticket to a Hollywood movie premiere, like she did for us with Battle of the Sexes last year. Elite Lifestyle Management will help you get back your most precious asset, which is, of course, your time. And, of course, a new sponsor, PredictionWorks. For those of you in the venture space, PredictionWorks is a great analytic tool. Think of Moneyball. Since it's almost baseball season, think of Moneyball, but for analyzing startup companies and whether or not you should invest and whether or not you should go running in the other direction if somebody tells you they've got something you should throw your money into. PredictionWorks.com. And, of course, for those loyal listeners who actually skip dinner because they love our social so much they don't want to be distracted by chewing away on some great food, how about Solana Beach Coffee Company, owned by my niece Melissa, in Solana Beach at the Beachwatch Center between Loma Santa Fe Drive and Via de la Valle. And, of course, Joe, we have a couple of others that date back even further.
That's right. There's the Very Good Food Foundation, headed up by Michelle Ciccarelli-Lirac, putting on great foodie events throughout the year and great broadcast events. And also Lestat's Coffee Houses, Normal Heights, University Heights, and the new one, University Avenue, all open 24-7, 365 with great food, great coffee, and always crowded. And I know many of these sponsors have been working with us for many, many years, right, Richard?
Going on 3 decades with a couple of success. Cases. Yeah. So that is a long, long time.
There you go. So if you get over to iymoney.com, there's a sponsor tab there and a drop-down menu. You can learn about any or all of them, and I'm sure they can all be of great benefit to you and your personal and business lives. So there you have it.
So, Dean, we were talking about one of the unique attributes of credit unions, and that's their ability to make decisions on a local level. Obviously, every community and every group of members has unique needs based, I guess, around what they do professionally, what they're looking for personally. And, again, I think that's one of the huge benefits, but I know we had to cut you off for the 30-minute break. If you could maybe expand on that a little bit more.
Absolutely. It's truly a benefit because what I find at a credit union is that we really take people's we get to know people really well, mm-hmm. right? We get to know the membership really well, ask a lot of questions about what they're planning for, what their needs are in the future, what their upcoming needs are. Current job situation, current financial situation, and you can really make a better decision when you're really getting to know and building a relationship with a member. Absolutely. Yeah. We modified our mission this last year at Cabrillo, and it's to enrich the lives of member owners one relationship at a time. And we really put a focus on that, building that relationship. So again, we can get to know them and make the best decision for them.
So how would somebody become a member of your credit union?
So you just, you can go online. We have an online membership application. You can also come into one of our 5 branches and sit down with folks. Those are 2 really easy ways to become a member.
Yeah, and the website is cabrillocu.com. I see you did start in 1955. So you're, 62 years old?
Mm-hmm.
60 years old. And this gentleman named Robin Lentz, I assume it's a gentleman, was there 37
years. It's a woman, yes.
A woman, wow.
Yes.
And she was CEO there 37 years, wow, that you replaced.
Yes, she was.
So those are big high heels to fill.
That's called low turnover.
big shoes to fill, yeah.
That's low turnover.
That's very low turnover.
Unlike huge banks that have huge turnover.
Did you know her, Richard, Robin Lentz? I didn't know.
I believe we've met.
Yeah.
She was an institution here in town,
wow.
So I'm sure we've met.
I'll say. Yes. Boy, oh boy. So, yeah, well, I guess you're going to be here another 37 years here.
Yeah, I get a chance to kind of, start the next chapter, right, for sure. And got some big shoes to fill, for sure.
Yeah. So there you have it. And, we are a big banking community in San Diego. I did not realize. Got a few, added up all the branches in town for all the banks, community banks, and CUs. I mean,
I think there's maybe 700-800 branches altogether. But when you have banks and credit unions together, I think it's pretty close to, 800.
Of course, a county population of 3 million, I guess that's
appropriate,
right?
So, mm-hmm.
Anyway, Richard, you were going to say something?
So have you had a significant growth in the North County area? Is that why you've got the Carlsbad location? Because I know the population trends have been certainly northward-based here in San Diego.
Carlsbad is a branch that we inherited because we joined we merged with another credit union, Carlsbad City Credit Union, in 2004. And so that's how we picked up that branch and picked up that market. Yeah. And
okay. Yeah, I remember them. Okay.
Yeah. We also merged in 2003. We merged with Sharp Healthcare Credit Union. And so, we also serve Sharp employees as well. And membership is eligibility is for all of San Diego County residents.
Right. So I know some credit unions, it's limited to, for example, a specific discipline or profession or industry, but yours is wide open.
Yeah. We call it, we have a community charter. So, we're open to all residents of San Diego County.
Okay. Gotcha.
Uh-huh. So what else can you tell us about any new additions to your team that we should know about in addition to yourself? I see a business intelligence and strategic performance. I mean, what is that all about?
So banking generates a lot of data. And so we added some skill set to our team to really leverage the data that's being generated through transactions so that we can better sort of predict what members' future needs will be.
Hmm.
So we spend our marketing dollars a lot more efficiently when we know what members.
So what's changed in that field? What are some interesting facts that we should know that have developed over the course of the last 5-10 years that your business intelligence folks are telling you?
So predictive analytics is kind of the topic that we've delved deeply into. So really trying to understand taking in demographic information, taking in transactional information. Taking in the products that you are currently using and then trying to predict sort of what that next product is for you and to sort of better align.
When you say product for you, you mean you as a, what is a, as a credit union?
You as a, yeah, you as a consumer, for sure. Yeah, so, we can take in just simple things like, just demographics alone. We can kind of start to predict when you reach a certain age, you're going to be in the market for an auto loan, or you're going to be ready to refinance, or you're going to be, looking for, mortgage information. Mm-hmm. And so we can start to predict that based off just basic information. Then with transactional data, we can break down how you transact and how you utilize your finances.
So I'm curious, do people still go into branches, or does everybody want to be online?
They do. But definitely online has come a long ways in the last 10 years. You can do, at Cabrillo, you can do everything you need to do with your cell phone, right? Mm-hmm. You can deposit a check. The only thing you can't do, you can't transact in cash.
Of course,
so
right.
You're not cashing a check through your phone, but you're able to make a deposit. You're able to apply for a loan. You're able to, use messaging functionality to ask questions and get answers.
Mm-hmm.
So you pretty much everything you need, you can be done through your phone or through your computer.
Now, is your typical customer more of a consumer, or do you get? How about business loans? Do you do much in the way of business loans, or is it mostly just consumer loans?
Most of our business is consumer loans. We do have the sole proprietorship that comes in every now and then, but usually we're focused on really auto loans, consumer credit cards, HELOCs, lines of credit, and mortgages.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So speaking, though, of doing banking online, I know I tend to favor going into branches, whether it's a bank or a credit union, because I want to know the people and I want the people there to know me.
That's really important.
Otherwise, without the relationship, you say you're doing things that are unique to what the consumer needs. I think it really helps the consumer to actually be seen.
It really does. It deepens the conversation, mm-hmm. and it really deepens the relationship. I think there's a lot richer conversation or dialogue can happen, face to face for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, as opposed to these truncated text conversations.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think that I would probably recommend that if anybody was going to be a new member of a credit union, that they really, sit down with somebody mm-hmm. at a branch, really open your account and get to understand your mm-hmm. needs. I think from that point on, I think you can do things pretty efficiently.
Right. Exactly.
We're going to have more questions for Dean Odell from Cabrillo Credit Union right after this. Come on back. All right. All right, we are back with Dean Odell, CEO of Cabrillo Credit Union, based in Scripps Ranch, but five branches in addition to that, right, Dean?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, five branches that cover the county.
All right. Well, I wanted to, just to make a quick footnote here, because in 2007-08, we saw a major financial catastrophe on Wall Street and in a lot of the large financial institutions. Did any credit unions have any problems with that back then?
No, most credit unions steered clear to that mess.
Yeah.
So a lot of more conservative lending when it comes to mortgages in the credit union space.
Yeah, so keep it local is a good idea in a lot of respects and different.
And stay out of derivative.
Yes.
Well, you have to we have to keep top of mind that when we're making decisions, we're making decisions with member money.
Right.
Right. This is not coming from. Raised capital or other resources,
or government bailout.
Right, it's coming from our membership. So you kind of got to play it smart.
All right. So we're a high tech society now for the most part. What do you see happening in your industry or with your credit union in the next 5, 10, 15 years? Talking about predictive analysis, what are you predicting about your own industry?
So I think that we're going to make a bet on the fact that more and more people will not necessarily need a branch. So again, mm-hmm. as we talked earlier about, a branch is a great way to start your relationship or to have a deeper conversation. We're going to go the route in the next few years that says that more people are going to do their banking through their mobile app and computers. And so,
are you going after the millennial market? Because I remember back when they had that financial crisis, there was a big push. I remember Bill Maher and a lot of notables were saying, put all your money into credit unions, bail out of the banks. You remember that?
Yeah. There's a big switch campaign for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. and the reason was because I really believe because the for-profit model really means that you're pressured to make a profit in any way possible, whether it's through raising fees or nickel and diming people.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the credit union space, we're a little bit above that.
Are you using depositor money and bet on both sides of a transaction?
Exactly.
Of course, we know about that. We all saw Inside Job, that great Oscar-winning film.
That was a good film. Yeah. So those trends that they would be what most consumers are looking for from credit unions: less personal interaction, more.
Well, I think they want the convenience of
the convenience
of access to your financial information and to your funds at all times, right? I think mm-hmm. that just to know. When deposits are coming in from your employer, to know what bills need to be paid and having access to pay those right away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I get text messages from from lots of places. The phone service says your bill's ready to be paid, mm-hmm. and so to have access and to know how much is mm-hmm. in your account, to know how much is going out of your account is I think really important to consumers.
Yeah, I even got a text message from my bank today.
Oh, did you really?
Transaction, yeah.
Yeah, your account's under $25 in that one. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's negative. But anyway,
I think when you have it, when you have your bank, all your bank accounts, in the palm of your hands, you know more about your financial situation. You're better able to manage mm-hmm. it, and I think that's important for consumers.
And call me old fashioned, but I think integrity of the institution means a lot to consumers these days. They certainly don't want to experience another having their deposit in jeopardy if the whole thing is coming down, crashing or whatever. And we are going to have another market correction at some point in time. Although with these, we didn't get into much with Paul, I don't think, but. Paul Hines,
Hearthstone Private Wealth Management.
But these circuit breakers that are in the market, I don't think the market can fall too far anymore. But So I think the whole thing is kind of an artificially priced now anyway. But
well, it's all algorithms anyway.
Yeah.
But Dean, you seem like you're very analytical. I was just curious for people who do go into branches. Have you guys done studies on what's an acceptable wait time if you're standing in line?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would say that at a credit union, you're going to have really low to no wait.
Yeah.
We are really member-centric, right? We have a tendency not to want anybody to wait. The other difference, I think, at a credit union versus a bank is that we really try to you know, to remember people's names and get to know them a little bit better. We often say that big banking, they remember you as an account number, but mm-hmm. at a credit union, you're typically going to get remembered.
No,
by
in big
your
banking,
name.
They don't remember you at all.
Yeah, maybe that's the case.
Why don't you throw a night at the Belly Up or the Symphony for the credit members? I think that's a pretty good
idea. That's a great idea.
I'll see Jack at the break. We'll talk. But I mean, really, any kind of sense of community that you can build in addition to just, you know, the nuts and bolts of the daily
yes.
transaction is going to be a good thing,
right.
I would think. The more they see your name, well, what, 10Ks, whatever you're doing in the community yeah. To show that you actually have, you know, care about the people where you're serving, I think that's going to redound to your benefit.
Yeah, and that's really our focus, is really to take good care of the people that live in our communities and really give back to the communities that those people serve.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a good thing. Just don't name a stadium after the. I mean, if it's all initials, you don't want to be putting your name on a stadium anywhere. Whatever.
Do we have any teams to play in stadiums other than Petco Park in this city?
Aztecs. Let's
go. I know.
Anyway, I'm going to go catch a USD baseball game, Richard. They're doing pretty darn well.
Just don't mention USD basketball on air.
Oh no, we don't want to talk.
Do not mention that.
Well, the team's doing fine. What are you talking about?
The head coach is not.
I know nothing.
I know nothing.
We know nothing.
We do not laugh.
We look at the final score, Richard. You know how it is here.
Exactly.
We're all bottom line people here.
I know.
No, I'm kidding. So anyway, let's see. So credit you. What else can we say about Cabrillo that we haven't already said, Dean?
I would just say that, again, I'd reiterate the fact that anybody in San Diego County that lives, works, worships in San Diego County is eligible to join Cabrillo. We really take pride in serving our member owners and building a relationship with them,
mm-hmm.
getting to know them and providing this, you know, financial services that really meet their needs.
So what's a typical precipitating factor for somebody to move from a bank to a credit union? Is it poor service?
Yeah, I would say poor service. I would say the fees.
Mm-hmm.
I think banks really, you know, they have to make a profit, and they make that profit primarily through fees.
Right.
And so if you get feed to death, you're going to look for an alternative for
now,
sure.
Now, your interest rates, I assume, are very competitive or maybe even a little better. Or
yeah, they are.
In certain instances, maybe you give us a couple of examples.
Yeah, they're very competitive. Our auto rates are probably top in San Diego County or the lowest in San Diego County. The other thing that... The other benefit that you get from Cabrillo or another credit union is you get a member discount in certain situations. So not only do you get the best rate we can offer, but if you direct deposit into your checking account, we'll give you a 0.25% discount on that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's other ways to get even a better deal as a member owner.
So approximately how many team members are employed here in San Diego County with Cabrillo?
We have 67, 68.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we have quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So to find out about your auto loans, maybe when I'm buying my car, do you work with any dealers or anybody who are any of the sellers at all?
Yeah, that's part of our plan this year is where we call that indirect lending, where we try to get on the list of a dealer, preferred dealer. And so,
Country Carlsbad.
Preferred
there
lender.
There's so many dealers up there.
So yeah, we're going to kick off indirect lending or what we call indirect lending, that ability to do your loan or to start your loan process at a dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Cabrillo starts that next month.
Wow.
Is it used cars? What do they say anymore? They say previously owned.
Previously owned cars.
like we have CarMax right down the street from KFMB. I mean, that might be another good market for you guys. I'm thinking so.
A lot of credit unions and Cabrillo included. We have a car buying service for our membership. So if you're looking for a car, we use a company called New Cars Inc. Actually, we're running a promotion here in the next couple of weeks where if you buy your car through New Cars Inc., well, actually, what you do is you tell them what you want.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go find the car you, right?
How about that?
And then they're going to buy down your rate by a quarter to a half point. So,
So
there's some really good promotions out there when
you
utilize a car buying service.
But then you get to miss all the fun of actually negotiating with the dealer. I'm being sarcastic.
What happened to the old days where they had that one? I forget. Was it Saturn? You just go in. This is the price of the car.
This
boom.
Is the price, you know, right.
That
right.
You know that you don't go through that agony. I got to go check with my manager. Da, 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 da,
well,
you know.
And nowadays, when you're buying a used car, you have some very specific, you know, things that you want: mm-hmm. mileage, color, interior, mm-hmm. things like that. I mean, it takes a while to find that car, but a car buying service is a great option. Somebody will do that work
there
for you.
There are some very wealthy people who refuse to buy a new. Andy Tobias, he said he had that financial column in the Parade magazine. Mm-hmm. He said, I would never buy a new car. He always buys a used car. Yeah. So, you know, simple as that. How about that, Richard?
Well, it makes sense.
Any other shameless plugs you'd like to make? Because this is the time to do it. I mean, these are great.
We're just so proud to serve San Diego County, and we want people to know that we're open for business, and they can come join us as a member owner.
Marvelous. Welcome. Well, we got another 37 years to go. Dean Odle, CEO of Cabrillo.
We'll have you back before 37 years. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Of Cabrillo Credit Union. Thank you for being with us. Richard, great seeing you. Justin Hurt, our board operator. Thanks for making us sound terrific. Thanks to Craig Blanke and Dave Sniff here at KFMB for all their help. All these podcasts are commercial-free on iymoney.com. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.